You're listening to the Choose to Be podcast with hosts Alana Gordon and Amy Woolsey. As you join us each week, we will provide you with tools, resources, and knowledge to help you navigate your healing journey. Choose recovery, choose healing, choose you. Hello and welcome to Choose to Be. You are here today with Alana Gordon. It's just me today. Normally we have Amy, but Amy and I, our full schedules are crazy. And so our poor assistants who help us with editing and getting the podcast out have been waiting on Amy and I of where's our episodes? And so you are going to get just me today and it won't be long, but hopefully you'll find it really beneficial. So I want to start by sharing a little story. When I first was in grad school and you go take the different classes and you're learning about all the different types of therapy and you're learning about different models. And one of the very first models we learned about, the founder of this model was Murray Bowen. And there's different concepts inside of this type of therapy, but there was one that really stuck out to me. And I had my old crap moment. So I'm sitting in class. I remember the professor, where he's standing. I remember where I was sitting in the class. And he taught this concept of differentiation. And he talked about differentiation is our ability to differentiate from the other person. So basically, our ability to maintain our own sense of self and identity while still being able to connect emotionally and engage emotionally with other people. And as he talked about this theory and why it's important and talked about other concepts around it, like boundaries and fusion when we're too connected and there's not a strong sense of self. And he talked about these family dynamics and how we can be more differentiated, which is the ideal, and how we can be undifferentiated and how our emotional growth can be stunted. And as he was telling us and teaching us all of these different concepts, and I was like, whoa, this is really good. And thinking about my life, and as they described families or people who are undifferentiated, I remember sitting there thinking, well, that's my husband. I was like, whoa, he needs to really work on this being differentiated from me and from his family. Like, he's got some work to do in this area. And while I was feeling very mighty and smug with myself, the professor, he goes, and people tend to marry other people who have about the same level of differentiation as their partner. Usually they're within like 1 or 2 points of each other differentiation. And me, who typically isn't one to raise my hand in class unless I feel really passionately about something, my hand shot up and I was like, is that always the case? Because in my head here, I was feeling this all like high and mighty because I didn't struggle with being differentiated like my husband did. And the professor said, actually, the research shows that in a lot of cases that we are very similar in levels of differentiation. And it really was uncomfortable for me. And it really forced me to slow down and look at myself and go, okay, wait, how well am I doing in this area? And is this something I need to work on? And am I all that different from my husband? Now, that began a journey for me of learning more about this concept of being differentiated. And I came to realize that in a lot of areas of my life, I learned that I needed to play the part. I needed to fit in. I took on this idea and this role and responsibility that it was my job to manage other people's feelings, to make sure that they felt okay. And I had this idea that boundaries only got in the way of relationships. And so the more connected we were together, the healthier, better that it was. And so the whole concept of being differentiated from somebody was foreign to me. I remember Luke and I, when we were first married, he would go do things and he always wanted me sitting by his side. Now, I know not every relationship is like this, but for me, if he was going to work on his car, he wanted me to come sit by him while he was working on the car. He didn't care what I was doing, but he wanted me there part of it. And I became very trained very quickly, young in my marriage, to follow him around and make his world my world. And then when I had kids, I made my kids' world my world. And I stayed very fused and connected with everybody around me. And so I really struggled with my own sense of self and my own identity because I was very fused with these people around me. So I want to talk about some of the reasons why it's important and healthy for us to differentiate for ourselves from other people. And again, being differentiated, and this is for the betrayed or the spouse who's acted out, we both need to learn how to successfully do this. But this doesn't mean that we are detaching emotionally from the relationship. We, again, maintain our own sense of self and identity while being emotionally connected and engaged to our partners and to other people. And so some of the benefits of why we want to do it. The first one is maintaining our individuality. In a healthy relationship, each person maintains their own interest and values and sense of self. I had this idea when I got married that I needed to go find somebody who had the same values as me. And we both have the same values. And then therefore, our life is going to be good and happy and wonderful. But the reality is there's hundreds of things that we can value. And so it's okay if our values are different, as long as our values can be complementary and aligned. And so me really knowing and owning my own interests and my own values and my own sense of self allows me to better show up in the relationship as a whole and complete person who then can give to the relationship once I am steady on my own two feet as my own individual. Now, another reason why having differentiation and a healthy level of that is good is because it helps build emotional resilience. Differentiated individuals, they're better equipped to not only manage their own emotions, but not let their partner's emotional state send them spinning or overly reactive. So if my husband's having a really hard, difficult day, I can be compassionate, I can be empathetic, but I don't have to take his hard day on as my reality. And now I don't have to have a hard day because he's having a hard day. And that was something for the majority of our marriage before we really dove into our recovery work, was if one of us is happy, the other person had to be happy. If he was sad, I had to be sad. And vice versa. There was such this struggle to let it be okay that we were having different emotional experiences. And not only is it okay, but that's when we can actually rely on each other and turn to each other for support. When I can stay steady when he's struggling, or he can stay steady when I'm struggling. And so as we are able to separate ourselves and differentiate our own emotions and experiences, it allows us to better support each other. And along the same line, another thing that's helpful with being differentiated is we can have better conflict resolution. So when we are differentiated, we can engage in conflicts more productively. So each person can express their needs, their opinions, without becoming overly defensive, overly aggressive. And instead, we can lean more into a problem-solving state because each of us are grounded in what we know is our truth in our reality while giving room for other people to have a different truth and a different perspective and a different reality. And so that differentiation allows us to each have our own individual experience and then meet each other in the middle of that. Another reason why this is beneficial is this emotional, with Bowen, they call it fusion. Other types of theory may call it enmeshment. And so it helps have less of this enmeshment or this fusion where we become so connected with each other and enmeshed and overly dependent on each other that our well-being can't be okay unless the other person is okay. So this really allows us to each take responsibility for our own emotions. And then, of course, it also allows room for healthy boundaries. So I can't have boundaries when my boundaries are all about, I need you to do this and this, and then I'm okay. Healthy boundaries as for a differentiated person is I can really own, this is my experience, this is what I need, and this is what I'll create for myself. And the things I'll put in place for myself to have these healthier experiences. And it really allows me to decide what I will accept and what I won't accept. It also just sets up a foundation for long-term stability, because differentiated individuals are better able to handle the ups and downs of a long-term relationship. And we know when we have betrayal, we have this massive rupture in the attachment and safety of the relationship. But even if we didn't have that, all relationships have ups and downs. So not only will it help us better get through this challenge at hand, but long-term, it helps us better adapt to the challenges without feeling overwhelmed or force us to resort to unhealthy or maladaptive coping mechanisms. And then, of course, I guess we could also look at just healthier communication. When I am able to really know and understand what I'm experiencing, why I'm experiencing it, why I'm feeling this way, I am better able to articulate that and share that with other people. So again, I just want to remind you, differentiation doesn't mean emotional attachment, or it doesn't mean independence to the point or to the point of neglecting the relationship or the other person. Instead, it's about finding this beautiful, healthy balance between maintaining your individuality and fostering an emotional intimacy with your partner. And as we achieve this healthy level of differentiation, which takes work, it takes time and effort. This was a journey that I went on that didn't happen overnight. It probably happened over a few years of really doing it. And there's times that I'm still working on it today. But as we work on fostering this, it can create more safety, not only within ourselves, but create more safety within the relationship. So self-awareness, self-regulation, time, effort, all of those things will help build up this healthy differentiation, which will help us have the better, healthier relationships that we're looking for. So take wherever you're at in your journey, take what fits. If you're brand new in the journey and you're like, I am just trying to put one foot in front of the other, put this one in your pocket and save it for later. If you're further on the journey and you're in a place of, I really want to break some of these patterns, I want to have a healthier relationship, this is a great tool to bring in to start working on. And again, this is one that whether you have betrayed your partner or you are the one who has been betrayed, both of us need to be working on this healthy differentiation. And depending on your family of origin growing up, you may have taught to start fostering this at a young age, or this may be a totally foreign concept for you and you were taught to be very enmeshed in your family and that it was the whole of the family way more over the individual. And so you may not have learned how to do this. So we can still have very healthy, connected, close relationships with two individuals who come together and who can learn to work interdependently because they're whole and complete themselves. So thanks for hanging out with me today. Amy, we missed you. I think I say that every time when it's just me and Amy's not here. Miss you, Amy. She'll be with us next week. Next week, we have an episode where we have Stephanie coming in, Stephanie Hamby. She does a lot of couples work, and she's going to be coming in and talking about when do we do couples work, the confusion around couples work. And so you'll learn a little bit more about that next week. So as always, thanks for hanging out with us today, and we look forward to seeing you all next week.
Are you ready to gain more awareness into yourself? Ready to see into you and practice that vulnerability, get familiar again with your intuition, sensitivity, then you're ready for the Believing in You program. Here, you will gain more awareness into your brain, because I'm really good at watching brain. But this is how you take your healing up a level, or two, or three. It really depends on you, how ready you are to start believing in yourself, trusting yourself, and liking yourself. We'll get to the loving yourself part soon. Check out the link in the show notes, or if you're not sure if you're ready, then book a consultation with me and let's chat. It really is all about continuing to practice choosing to heal, choosing recovery, and choosing you. Take care, everybody.